Frederick chose a restaurant that would look good on Number Two's Facebook. Lighting was kind in SW1. She'd appreciate being viewed, and he'd got his dinner jacket and mannerisms down. Waiting, he indulges a waking dream, opening presents in her family chalet, caressed in cashmere, slow organic food, craftsmanship, and decades of easy wealth. Her wrapped around him in a private sauna, in Switzerland, safe from the grinding world. Babies would polish off the package, of course. Both sets of parents would be tickled pink. The old man, stoked, would pat him on the back, fingernails drenched in second-hand motor grease. Mum would stare, sphinx-like, stumped with amazement. "Hasn't he done well?" cooed unanimously over holiday snaps, school reunions, funerals, until Number Two enters oozing Guerlain Krull gardenia, hairspray and lipstick. He cannot talk. There is too much at stake. She looks like all life's honey on a stick. It was almost Shakespeare, a dodgy restoration piece, Lady Fancelot's syphilis. Effie brought her own corset, a drama school trick. They'd like the preparation. "Do take a seat, thanks." The first gentleman was a mythological theatre type, applesauce voice and seedy delivery, nose gin red. The other was bored and youngerish. Conversation felt overly ripe. "What are you going to do for us? Lady Fancelot's syphilis. You're the third today. Still, not bad. Why?" "She's the axis of her own world." "What?" "She's at the centre of her universe. During the Enlightenment..." "Okay, yep, got it. Would you have sex in a Vauxhall Mini?" "Nigel," Mr. Board suddenly coughs. "Well, she looks so nice. Never mind." "In your own time, duck." Nigel grins stiffly, teeth wooden as Victorian tide breakers. Fred stares deeply into the window of his favourite tailor's, dribbling at fitted suits, struggling to unstick Number Two's dinner comment from his brain. "Well, I suppose 24K is fine for early career. Okay." His eyes widen with identity disturbance. How could she ever grasp the sheer effort? Entrance exams, tutors, making the degree count by passing first. Maybe he'd failed. Maybe a savings fund and his company's career accelerator scheme weren't enough. He feels his dad's disappointment scratching dandruff, imagining what might have been. Then, a grinning assistant enters the display. He thinks, "She'd be grateful, I bet." Fred half smiles all the way back to Turnpike Lane.